The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
If you ever get your own band and you really want to wail, find yourself a great Cole Porter song, have Neil Hefti do the arrangement, and then, baby, let it just all hang out.
That's great, Al. Thank you, man.
Is it an earthquake?
Oh, yeah, good.
Or
good
simply
one.
A shock?
Swinging into Thursday, baby.
Is it that good turtle soup? Or is it merely the mock? Is it the cocktail? This feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy? Is it for all times or simply a lark? Is it Granada I see or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth thinking of? Or is it at long?
Frank Sinatra, Cole Porter, the old man is right, man. That was my favorite combination of any song anywhere. When Cole Porter wrote all those great songs and the old man nailed it, just great. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning, great to have you with us. It is 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. You got this. We are there. It's light at the end of the tunnel. Forget about it. The curve is flattened. We're on our way. There'll be a little bump. You know there will be. And then we'll get through that, too. You know, look, if they made it through that Spanish flu 100 years ago. Plus, you know what I was going to ask? Do they have the a vaccine for the Spanish flu? I don't even know that they ever got a vaccine. They never got a vaccine for AIDS. You know, yet all the drugs that they're talking about. So, excuse me. I come on the radio. You know, we're under, and by the grace of God, it works because you are there. And everything, and we have fun, and, you know, I do all the, but I got to do all the news because it's Salem Media, and Salem is right at the, you know, forefront of everything that's breaking politically. And yes, you know, am I conservative? Yeah, I guess I'm right of center. I'm a patriot. Is that okay to say that? If I think if you love God, country, and family, you're a conservative. I mean, really. I don't know any progressive socialist that actually loves this country. So we love the country. We're all about God, family, country on the show. So that's great. Then, you know, I'm just saying this happens, you know, and now I say, well, how does this happen? It's awfully suspect that this whole I could get into that. And I did, but I don't want to be crazy about it. But why this virus happens all of a sudden? I mean, you could look at the timeline of the Mueller probe and the embarrassment there. And then we'll talk about General Flynn there, which we talked about from day one, how ridiculous that is. And I'm looking for General Flynn and Roger Stone to be exonerated soon, if not this week. And then they go to the Ukraine phone call, and then all the Democrats do. Remember the walk? Do you remember the walk from the Senate to the House? Remember that? Or the House to the Senate, whatever it was? I'm so bad at directions. I'd be walking the wrong way. I'd be walking to the White House. No, but so they walk. Remember the walk? And remember Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler? You forget about all that? Do you remember how Pelosi with the ripping up the state? All of that? Remember that? If that's not a distraction for any president, even this president, I don't know what is. And then all of a sudden this virus comes along. So I'm a little suspect on everything. And then I have to say a couple of things, and then we'll move on. But just because I take this broadcasting responsibility very, very seriously, because we put Gordon Chang on the air, and he's great, at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. He's the foremost expert on anything Asia. There's two people in the country that know more about China and North Korea than anybody. It's Gordon Chang, and thank God Peter Navarro's now in the administration. Peter Navarro as well. White House and a trade a guy for President Trump. So we put Gordon on the other day. And if this was any other show, if we had the resources of doing some mass publicity, you know, but nowadays everybody's just, it's just, you know, it's just a strange kind of time where nothing's really happening as it should. But Gordon Chang said that Xi purposely, President Xi of China, purposely allowed this virus to travel to the rest of the world. That's war crime time, man. That's Nuremberg time. No? And on the show he said it. And you see Gordon all over the television, and he's insinuated it, but I am so upset. Every time, I'm telling you, I got to spray my shoes because I don't want to bring them in the house or take them off in the house, I blame the communists. Really, I swear to goodness, great. When I have to clean the groceries I bring home, I blame the communists. And you don't even want to hear me. Do you do that, though? Oh, these communists, China. I get so mad at the communists because they started it. Don't go taking our like killing people. Killing. It's murder. They should be held responsible. Gordon Chang. I just put on Twitter. And if you're not on Twitter, you can go to @JerseyJoe, J-R-Z-Y, Joe Piscopo. And you can follow us there. Follow me, or the @JoePiscopoShow, which is that's a newer Twitter account. And I put Gordon Chang, Kara, our girl, social media gal, doing such a great job. She's doing such a great job. So we put down Gordon Chang saying this. And I stopped in the middle of the interview and I said, Gordon, let me reiterate that Xi intentionally allowed this virus to get out. And that's Gordon's instinct. Now, I think it's a bioweapon with this thing. That's what I think, because I'm like suspect of any. How does this get out? When the timing of it? It's too weird. So I think this is a biological weapon the Chinese have spewed upon us. I use the word spewed because it sounds the way it is, just spewed it upon the rest of the world. Gordon said no, and I trust Gordon Chang. So that's me being just a bit of an alarmist, and I think that I would give Gordon Chang all the credence that he deserves. So that means Xi knew was going to go out. He lets those people in the Lunar New Year, 5 million, leave Wuhan, go around. They went to New York City. That's why we got hit so bad. Then they went to Italy. And you got to look on Twitter, too. It's another. See, I'm doing my research, how the communists are trying to take over Italy. And Italy is accepting them to this day. Thank you, China, for helping us during the pandemic. China started the pandemic. And I'm telling you, I copied Gordon on that tweet. That was an Italian article that my cousin Nick and cousin Paulie sent me, you know. So we're on top of this. And I'm not bragging here. Humility is the key. Humility is the key. He who humbles himself is exalted. And I ain't looking to be exalted. But I really think humility is the key. And so Frankie Five Boroughs brings Dr. Stephen Greer on the show, and I talked to a buddy of mine. I told you, in the pharmaceutical business, and he said, well, I don't know what everybody's worried about. This was ventilator time. This was, we need ventilators. We had bad news for me and bad news for you, Mr. President, if you don't get those ventilators. I don't like violence, Tom. I don't know. It's bad for business. Like, we got to listen. Everybody yelling and whining and complaining. Ventilator time, right? And I go, and my friend goes, they got drugs for this already, you know. For this virus. So then we have Dr. Stephen Greer goes on. Frankie brings stuff. Dr. Greer says that, you know, yesterday, this was hysterical to me. It's number one, you'll see breaking news on all the news stations. This was last week. Wuhan virus developed in a virology lab in Wuhan. The coronavirus was, and I'm sitting there going, we said that 2 months ago on our show, we're the first people to say that. Gordon Chang said, breaking news. Where are these people? You know, and then yesterday, Anthony Fauci says remdesivir really works. This was about 6 weeks. Oh, it was like March 16th or so. This is what Dr. Stephen Greer said on this very program. Please.
I forgot to mention something very important that's not being mentioned in the media. The most important agency in the government right now is the FDA. There are drugs to treat this, and they're not talking about it. So first of all, Gilead has remdesivir. It's an experimental drug. The FDA could approve it tomorrow.
He said it right there. You heard it right there. Remdesivir, he said. That's and I knew the hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak. I heard about that, and he talked about that as well. What is going on? Why are we not embracing these drugs? Why are we inflating the numbers on this? Why are we, if like our buddy, this kid that called yesterday, this great patriot, this young kid, Joe called from my church, and he's working in the front lines in the veterans hospitals, and they're telling him, oh, just put the COVID-19 down. Why are they doing that? No one's answered the question. What about the United States Navy ship, the Comfort, that the president turned around in 3 days? What about the Javits Center with all those beds? What about the empty hospitals that we hear? What's going on? Something's very strange about this whole thing. This whole thing. So I don't know what it is. It just, I don't know. You know, I you know what it is, and I know what it is, but I'm afraid to say it on the radio because, oh, it's all a Donald Trump thing, you know? But I don't know. It's like they don't – these people in Washington and the deep state, excuse me, the lifelong bureaucrats in Washington, they will rip your throat out to get whoever they want in office. Why? For their power, for their pension and welfare, for everything they have. They will rip your throat out. They could care less about the people. We have drugs for this. We're inflating the numbers for this. Why weren't we – when we were late, Gavin Newsom, I know Gavin Newsom was like so liberal, he's doing these crazy things now, but he really got ahead of the curve in California. How did we miss it? And why did we start asking for ventilators and ships and hospital beds? When we needed, you know what, Mr. President, send me all the remdesivir that you can. Mr. President, send me that, what you think that it works, send it to me. Because we have people who are sick and I want to give them the drug. Why didn't we ask for that? What? It was like a game. I respectfully submit this, and I humbly put it out there, because this whole thing is suspect, how it's happening and how it was handled. Just suspect like that. And again, and I'm being objective too, because what I want to see, President Trump, I don't want to hear President Xi's a good guy. I don't want to hear, oh, this about China, that. I want $3 trillion back. That's what I want. Oh, and I would love a world tribunal, as Gordon Chang suggested. And this is the way President Trump would go to the rest of the world. You know, God, you know, if there's the Paris climate, that climate accord that they got to do. Oh, please. They go, oh, well, the president doesn't want to be aligned with the environment. Stop with the environmental thing. This is a war that's killing humanity, for God's sake. That's what we have to join together as a world force. Am I right? You get Paris and Spain and you get Belgium and you get all the Germany and you get President Trump to lead the way. We're taking China to task. You know, Xi's a good guy. He's my friend. But this is over and above, and we're going to go take him down. Am I right? Am I right here? I'm just saying. And then with General Flynn, we've been talking too on this show. But you hear that all over, really, how egregious this whole Mueller probe was, and how Roger Stone may go into jail this week. And again, I don't care if you like Roger Stone or not. I don't care if you like President Trump or not. This is all so wrong. And we have the answers on the show. I'm an entertainer. Basically, I always say, I'm a blue-collar entertainer. You put me on stage, you know you get your money's worth. You know what I'm saying? And I'll bleed blood, sweat, and tears on stage for you, and I love you. And I love you for being there. But this is now serious on the radio. We have to be serious. We have to have credibility. And you know what else we have to have? Our facts straight. And we're the show. I don't care. I say this with the greatest of humility. We're the show that's ahead of the curve. Everything that is coming to fruition, we've said first. So stay with us on this. And the thing is, I just hope that the White House is listening. I hope that the powers that be are listening. And you have a voice. That's what I know. When I tell you to call, I know we have fun with the calls back and forth, but I know someone's listening. And if they listen, they'll listen to us saying what we're saying. They really take, you have the credibility, because you know what? You are the public. You are the voting public. So you have the ability to call here and tell us what you think, what is right and wrong. 877-970-2999 on that Balance of Nature phone line, you know? We're ahead of the curve, and I'm proud to be here before this microphone. And actually, I say with the greatest of humility, we talked about how General Flynn, he's arrested now? What, he didn't lie? This is awfully suspect. I said it. We said about Roger Stone, a pre-dawn raid? That whole Mueller probe, anybody, including Hope Hicks or any ancillary collateral damage from the White House during that Mueller probe, they should all be exonerated. Why is a judge still holding Roger Stone, and saying to the courts, well, we may send him to prison? How in the name of God does that happen in the United States of America when everything proves it? Now, General Flynn has got to be exonerated immediately. And we're right about the drugs, you know? And we say it right here on the show. So, and by the way, another great show this morning. Arthur Idala is going to join us. He's a fun guy, and we love the Idala family. Arthur's one of the brightest legal minds out there. Teresa Payton, former White House Chief Information Officer, CEO of the leading cybersecurity consultancy, and author of Manipulated, Inside the Cyber War to Hijack Elections and Distort the Truth. All right, we're going to be ahead of the curve again. I have a feeling with Teresa. Dr. Gil Lederman on the show. He is a very, very, very bright man about everything about medical oncology, a specialist, innovator in the field of radio surgery. We're going to ask Dr. Lederman about this COVID situation. Bill Donahue, president of the Catholic League. James Rosen, I have a special introduction song to James, as I said, Assemblyman Dove Hyken. Look at Dove is a dear, dear friend. Dr. Jeff Guskey, 9 o'clock with your questions. Sebastian Gorka, I did a guest hit on Dr. Gorka's show yesterday on his national radio show. He is so much fun. He is such a great patriot, host of America First. And don't forget Dr. Gorka's book, The War for America's Soul. And Raymond Guarini, he is a founder of the Italian Enclaves Historical Society. He has some great information about my heritage, which I thought we might find interesting on the air. Joe on the radio, Debbie Duhane out there, 20 after 6 o'clock. Debbie, it's not like we're not working hard, you know? We're staying with it, but everything we talk about comes to fruition. And it's like, we say that with the greatest of humility. So we got the information for you, and you always got the traffic course. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing, Joe? Like, you're getting out there a little bit, right? And doing a few things here and there, shopping.
Did you see my little shopping thing? Did you see me in the grocery store?
I love your pictures. And oh, it's great.
I went out. I put the mask in. I have glasses, the gloves. I got it. I don't know. I really am suspect of how this is happening, but I'm not taking a chance because it's too dangerous. So I had a big, but I'm exhausted. You got to go out. It's like going to, you know, climbing a mountain, bringing in my groceries, cleaning my groceries. Oh, it's the communists, Those communists. Yeah, I'm just saying. 6:21, Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning to all of our essential workers on your way to work and home. Boy, we appreciate you. Let's go out to the LIE westbound right at Deer Park Avenue. It's an accident. Somebody hit a pothole. Now there's debris in the road here. So watch for a slowdown. LIE West at Deer Park Ave. Northern State West at Glen Cove Road. That's an accident. It's in the left lane. Also 107 Hicksville Road into Brenner Ave over in Bethpage. You still have a down pole and wires from an earlier accident over there. We're seeing some volume on the Deegan South into the Cross Bronx through the construction zone and the Cross Bronx eastbound by the Sheridan. That's a disabled vehicle. That's what's slowing you down over there. Eastbound BQE getting up toward Cadman Plaza. Watch out for some ongoing flooding issues. The MTA Essential Subway Plan remains in place. Showers today, high of 60. Thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 67. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Welcome back to SportsView. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is open. Check out their takeout, delivery, and curbside menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com or call 718-998-7851. That number again is 718-998-7851. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. Don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. Michael's of Brooklyn, reaching out to the community since 1964.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com. Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Good morning, good morning. It's Joe on the radio. Happy Thursday. So great to have you with us. I have to tell you, too, so I decided to go shopping yesterday. So that was the big deal. So I got to tell you. So I said, well, okay, I'll go out. Now, listen, I don't know how this virus started. I don't know what the impetus of it is, if indeed the communists put it out there upon us, whatever it is. The fact of the matter is the virus is voracious. Once it attacked you, that's how I know it was man-made, by the way. That was my street instinct, because the way it attacks your lungs and locks, it's scary, man. So, and our hearts go out to everybody who lost somebody. But I always tell you, if you lost somebody from this Wuhan virus, you know, our hearts are with you, but they are the warriors. This is a war. And that is one that, and they are casualties of war. They are heroes and heroines. They really are the folks that lost their lives in this war on this whole thing. But so I don't know how it happened. I'm very suspect that it's not, they're inflating the numbers. They're making it worse than it is. I mean, if that's possible, because we're at the flu numbers now in a matter of a flu season, which is about 4 or 5 months. The same thing happened with COVID-19. We lost 60,000, which is, look, one death is too many, you know, but you cannot. You put aside the fact that this virus is dangerously contagious, and once it gets a hold of you, if you have an underlying condition, whatever that condition is, it could take you out no matter what your age is in a vicious way, you know. So I respect that, and I listen to the experts in that regard. So when I go out, and it's so funny, I'm such a germaphobe. I've been using, you know, all the hand sanitizers and everything, you know. So when I go out now, it's like climbing Mount Everest for me. So I got my gloves, I got the clear goggles. I put my N95 mask on, and yes, I have an N95 mask, and I'm buying more if I can find it, for goodness sake. You know, I got my family. I gave my family the N95 mask, and then I put a cloth over my N95 mask, and then I put my jacket on. Okay, here we go. I'm going out. And then I was going to ShopRite, but, you know, I did a favor for ShopRite, and then we called ShopRite between you and I. And so I called the sales department, our sales department. I say, hey, call ShopRite. They should advertise on the show, because me and Al shop at ShopRite. We go to ShopRite all the time. And they go, nah, we don't think so. Like that. And I was so insulted, and I did him a favor. I did a video for him, you know. Nah, I don't think so. I said, what kind of dude loyalty is that? So now I said, okay. So I went to the other local store, you know, out my way in Huntington County. And I don't want to mention the store, but if they advertise, I will mention. But they're great store. Everything was there. No crowds. Toilet paper galore.
Tons of toilet paper. I need to know where this is.
I'm in my glory. And I go walking. But the problem is, if you're a guy, please, when your wife tells you what to do, don't get angry with her or upset with her. Just nod and go, you know what, honey, you're right. Because the women are always, why do guys, you know, this herd immunity we keep talking about, herd immunity. I always walk into a herd community. It's like everybody just, they follow me wherever I go. I don't know what it is. I'm going, oh, look, there's lemons. Lemons open. And this store has everything, man. And which I know why we're at the end of the tunnel. The light is at the end of the tunnel, and we're getting through this, because I could see the stores are stocked up and there aren't a lot of people. And I go late and everything. But I go around, and then I'm getting the lemon, and then these people come right next to me. And they're always guys. They're always these guys. Huh? What? Oh, we're supposed to social distance? Okay, you were watching the news? Do you see me in my hazmat suit?
And they come right next to me. And then so I run away from them. This is hysterical. You have to see this in the store. I wheel as quickly as I can with the cart away from these people, these lemmings that have to come around other people. You know, you go to the beach, right? In summertime, you know what I'm talking about. You go to the beach and it's open. Oh, there's not many people here. And you put your towel down and you lay down the Jersey Shore, down the Hamptons, Long Island, wherever you are, right? Boy, this is great. Nine times out of ten, a guy will come over. What is that? They'll go right next to you on the beach, and there's nobody else around. All right, I don't know. It's this herd community thing. So then I went and said, "Oh look, I'll go get some other chicken was or whatever it was." And I go there, and then I said, "Wow, look at all this." So I start loading up. Another guy. They come right next to you. Is anybody? This is why I think why the governor's got to be strict. They don't understand it. And I had this one guy tailing me the whole time. I'm running aisle to aisle away from him. And I really, I swear to God, I don't even think he didn't know who I was because I was so covered up. I looked like a masked robber trying to take out the store. I'm going aisle to aisle and I'm changing up. But I tell you what, I got everything. I got it all. The checkout was easy. And I tell you what, I went and I sterilized the stuff before. I didn't put it in the car. I got out. And then you got to take it out, and then you got to leave it outside the door, and then you got to leave the – and then I take the groceries, I put them inside, sterilize them again. Listen to me. I sterilize it because I throw the bags away, and I leave the groceries out for about 12 hours. I'm exhausted from shopping. And again, it's the communists. The whole time I'm blaming President Xi and the communists. I got to worry about going shopping. I came home. I was exhausted. It was like running a marathon. But I got everything. If you need anything, by the way, you listen, you need anything, I got it all. I'm good for about 2 months right now. I just totally locked and loaded everything up. Hey, Joe on the radio. Frankie is here. Frank Morano, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Joe.
That's another thing. And Al, good morning to you, my friend. It was, you know what? That's another thing we did yesterday. Then we get this email. Oh, I need this. I need that for the bosses. I need this. I need that. I need this. And me and Frank are going, what happened? I thought we were waiting. Okay. Well, you know what? I went on mic. I said, standing by, boss, whatever you need. Frank wrote, you wrote, we had to do promo. You'll hear about it coming up. We're doing like a promotional thing, which is really great, by the way. It's really great. I'm proud to be a part of it. Frank, you wrote that in 30 seconds, man. That was great. You wrote it. We recorded it. And it was
well.
It
you're pretty easy to write for. You make anything sound credible.
Oh, thanks, Frankie Fibros. It was great. And Matt Sambolin, a shout out to Matt Sambolin. I was about to do Seb Gorka's show from the house, Dr. Gorka's show. I just loved Dr. Gorka on the show today, and we had so much fun. And after I did Dr. Gorka's show, I said, "Why don't we voice over this thing? Do we have everything that we need on our new promo, our Everyday Heroes promo?" There,
Jerry has made a few more suggestions that I will go over with you after the show.
I have to ask you a question.
I almost did a spit take with the coffee like that.
All right, so
let me know whatever you need, okay. Frankie. Whatever you need.
Okay. So this video of you in the store. First of all, there is. I mean, you could have a black market run on toilet paper in the store.
I'm telling you, how about that?
I couldn't believe it. But what I do have to ask
you for a second now. Hold that. Save your thought. You know what? The store is a Latino chain, and I'm telling you.
Don't tell.
I love. No, I love. I have such respect for the Latino community. This store is run like clockwork. They have everything. And I want to tell you, the workers were working so hard there when I went there, stocking the shelves for the next day. My new favorite store. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yes,
all right.
Go ahead.
So I see in the video here, you have a pair of like a goggles on. I'm assuming these are shooting goggles or something, right? You know, that you use when you're at the range?
No, the coronavirus goggles, Al.
Okay. But no, you're telling me you're wearing an N95 mask and a face covering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're going to pass out.
I almost did that.
Yeah, because the N95 mask restricts oxygen flow. It gathers more carbon dioxide.
Is that why I felt like I was going
down?
Is that what
there was a guy in North Jersey who was wearing his mask while he was driving, and he passed out, and he smashed his car up. You shouldn't be wearing both. Wear one or the other.
You should probably wear,
if you really want to be protected, you wear the N95 mask, but limit your use of that mask. If you're just going into the store to grab one thing and run out, the covering that you have, that blue covering, is okay just to go in and out of the store.
Okay.
I like the jacket with the sweatshirt, with the hat. with the gloves, because I could tell already with the gloves that you have on, you have two pair on. You don't have one, right?
The gloves?
Yeah.
No, one pair.
Oh.
Should I wear two?
No. You're doing
so. So you're absolutely right, because I go to checkout, and now as I get to the checkout counter, and by the grace of God, I'm old, but I like to try to stay in shape. I go biking, and I work out.
My God.
I'm sucking wind as I'm checking out, man. You okay, sir? No, I'm all right. I got this. I can't breathe. I'm not taking my.
Bring it up.
Don't touch me.
Bring it up.
And then I got to go. Now I got all the. I'm handling all the groceries, and it was clean. I tell you, this story is clean.
Sorry, so then I go. That card doesn't work. You have another. I'm gonna pass out. Just listen.
I gotta go for my credit card. Now I gotta reach inside my pocket with all the coronavirus germs on it. So I actually take out my little my Joe Giovanello pack, mm-hmm. and I spray the hand sanitizer all over and on my gloves. So I sterilize my gloves.
I can only imagine this guy at the register going, "What is he doing?"
They don't, though, anymore. He was in a mask, too.
But that's why you shouldn't wear the gloves.
Everybody's coming around to my way of thinking. Everybody's waiting.
But that's why you shouldn't wear the gloves.
Oh, yes, you should.
No. If you have the Durasan, right, you're sterilizing your hand.
You're not Frank. No.
Because if the gloves have the coronavirus on it, you're touching everything, right, and spreading it around.
Al, who wrote the book on this? Trust me on this. I know what I'm doing.
Saying,
and then you
I'm
know what
you're
going to do? That's why
medical professionals have said you don't need gloves.
I know, and the professionals said Remdesivir doesn't work, too. And I've been right from day one. You wear the gloves, and if you go into your pocket, you can sterilize the gloves. But when you get into after you push the groceries out, you load the groceries in, you got to throw those gloves away. So I went through like 2-3 pairs of gloves yesterday, I'm telling you. Because
you threw them in the garbage.
No, I threw them in my. I put them on my face. I put them on my face and
no,
I rubbed my
I
face
you
in.
Know,
it. What do you
think?
Yes, I threw them in the garbage.
I'm just. Wow.
I rubbed them in my eye. I said
that. I saw that video last night before I went to bed.
Where am I going to throw them away? Where else am I going to throw them away?
No, I'm just this, because there are a lot of people that are just taking them off and throwing them on the ground and not putting them in a garbage pail. And when I saw that video last night, I just went. I shook my head and go, oh my God. And then, of course, I go. That's a lot of toilet paper in that store. I got to get over it.
When I tell you they had everything. They had everything.
Yeah.
Just very, very well run. And maybe I don't want to.
No, because my mom is going to need more 2-ply toilet paper. I'm sure I'm going to get a call in a couple
need,
of days.
Whatever you need. Yeah. Whatever you need, I got. Frankie, you don't shop. Are you shopping? Or do you have.
Once in a while. I mean, you know,
he's got a flood in his apartment right now.
My wife helps. You know, she takes the lion's share of the leadership role in terms of shopping. But once in a while, I'll go with her. And my mother, who's got nothing to do, she insists on buying groceries and dropping them off or having us pick them up as well. So,
that's nice.
You know, which is very nice, absolutely. But once in a while, I'll do some shopping.
Hmm. All right. Listen, we got a lot to get into today. And you see, this is another thing. I'm looking at the sheet of paper that I printed out. You know what? Everything's made in China. And the only thing that lasts in China is COVID-19. I'm telling you. It's the only thing that makes that last.
Long
is
last
this virus. No, it's so true. Make it in America, Mr. President, please. Invoke this War Production Act. Say, you know what? I'm done, and you got to make your drugs here, and I want 75% of you an American company, and you're going to sell to America. You have to build it here at least 75%. You want to go to China and be greedy and have the excess profit with slave labor, Nike, you know, Apple, come on, HP, Hewlett Packard, everybody makes it here in America. This is a war, this is in the president's, I'll tell you, he's got it in his control to do this. Otherwise, this is going to be over. We're already flattening the curve. We're going to get the drugs that we've been talking about for 2 months on this show, and everything's going to be okay. We're going to be acting normal, and these greedy corporations are going to go back to China. Trust me.
Trust me, they're going to go back making the drugs and nothing will be accomplished in Congress. Now is the time, Mr. President. Step up. Take the reins, man. Stand right up there. Point your finger out and say, look, I got this and here's what we're doing so we don't run into this again. Hey, listen, are we ahead of the curve or are we ahead of the curve? With respect. Always with respect. Respectfully submitted. Hey, 638 with Joe on the radio. Big Al's got the headline news right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
51 degrees at 638. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy will make the case for expanded testing to get New Jersey back open when he meets with President Trump at the White House later today. He'll also plead for more federal money to avoid mass public layoffs from the coronavirus, which has hit New Jersey harder than most states. The state has received $18 billion in federal assistance for coronavirus-related expenses only, but the governor wants to use some of that money in other ways. Republican lawmakers have expressed hesitation in giving Democratic states more aid if they have large worker pension debt. The governor says the COVID-19 curve is headed in the right direction. Hospitalizations are ticking up in South Jersey. In the latest count, an additional 329 people died statewide. Of that number, 37 new deaths are from the Jersey Shore. A Brooklyn man is facing jail time after he was allegedly caught stealing federal coronavirus stimulus checks from mailboxes. Prosecutors say 31-year-old Feng Chen grabbed $12,000 worth of checks. He's been charged with theft of mail. NYPD cops say they caught Chen rifling through mail left in an apartment building and a closed medical office in Sunset Park. If convicted, he faces up to 5 years in prison. In sports, the Islanders say their new Belmont Park Arena is still on target to be ready for the 2021-2022 season. Construction was stopped late last month after being deemed non-essential, but could start again soon under strict health guidelines as the state looks to slowly reopen. Ground broke last September. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered rules on effect. The MTA essential subway plan remains in effect over on 107 Hicksville Road, right into Brenner Ave, getting into Bethpage. It looks like all lanes remain closed after an accident from last night. It looks like the down pole and wire are still out there. LIE westbound at Deer Park Ave, an accident there just cleared out of the way. Busy eastbound BQE by the Brooklyn Bridge with some ongoing flooding. And it's kind of busy on the Cross Bronx eastbound at the Sheridan, but a stalled vehicle there was just cleared away. Deegan South, right at the Cross Bronx. Looks like you still have some ongoing construction over there as well. Now, if you're heading over to the Lincoln Tunnel, some earlier problems cleared. All of the overnight construction at the Holland Tunnel completely cleared away as well. Checking in on the forecast, showers today with a high of 60. Thunderstorms likely for tomorrow with a high of 67. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Lowe's is open and here to help with all the supplies you need to help keep your home running smoothly during this important time. You can order at Lowe's.com or download our app and we'll deliver right to your doorstep.
Joe on the radio, good morning. Telling you about Balance of Nature. Religiously, I'm on Balance of Nature. We take Balance of Nature all the time. It was great to talk to Dr. Howard yesterday because all Balance of Nature is, it's so natural. It's in a vegetarian capsule. It's fruits and vegetables. And again, I had no red peppers. I bought them yesterday with my gloves and everything. I went to the store. Yes, they had red peppers there. To me, that's the ultimate antioxidant is red peppers, right? And then I bought oranges, too. Generally, I don't have them. And at the end of the day, I never eat enough fruits or vegetables. And I know you don't, too. You know what makes me really well is when if I had a cold before I was taking Balance Nature was the broccoli rabe with garlic that my mother makes, which tastes sensational. And then I have the broccoli rabe juice, the water in the broccoli rabe. I drink that. That is like an elixir like none other. But I don't have it all the time. And now we're trying to social distance. So I'm by myself. So you know what I do? I stay vigilant on Balance of Nature. Because within Balance of Nature has the same antioxidant properties as broccoli rabe, as broccoli, as oranges, as those red peppers. I'm telling you, and it's all in a vegetarian capsule. So it doesn't upset your stomach, doesn't have that funky kind of odor that a vitamin has. You don't eliminate it. Your body absorbs it. And you know what it does? Builds up your immune system. And that's what we need to do during these times. Strengthen your immune system today, please. I worry about you. Joey worries about you. What am I going to tell you? Balance of Nature offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health. Here's the number, 800-2468-751. I'm in my radio voice. This voice is, please don't forget this number because I worry about you. That's what
That's what that voice was. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Please remember the discount code, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager and my friends. They're at it again. The left is doing its best to silence ideas it doesn't like. Hollywood does not want you to see my film, No Safe Spaces, which is why you won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at nosafespaces.com. It's time to fight back and protect freedom in America. See No Safe Spaces. It is a great film starring me and Adam Carolla. Go to nosafespaces.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970 The Answer.
Hey, good morning. It's Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. 6:45, going to be rainy today, but I'm a pluviophile, so I like the rain. And it's so wonderful to have you with us. And I'm all pumped up because, you know, when I talked to my friend, and I was so excited to come on the air because when we found out from Dr. Stephen Greer and my buddy, my pharmaceutical pal that I talked to, you know, he said, Joe, what's the upset on this whole thing, this coronavirus? I said, well, people are dying, man. They don't know what to do about it. It's new. He goes, no, they have this hydroxychloroquine. Dr. Greer said it. My friend backed it up. He goes, I got it. We got it to take care of you. And then Dr. Greer goes, remdesivir is also another drug. And I'm going, wow. Now it just cracks me up that I'm hearing Dr. Fauci goes, this is it. And that's all the news. Well, you know what? If you just listen to this show, you get all the information you need. We talked about it. When was the day, Frankie Fibros? March 16th.
March 17th.
We talked about it with March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, we talked about it with Dr. Greer. And Frankie, thanks for bringing Dr. Greer to the show, because he said about hydroxychloroquine as well. We were the first ones to talk about it, first ones to say it. And also, when I said, because I'm just suspect about this whole virus thing, something's just not right. And I know you know what I mean when I say that. Something's not right about it. You know how it came out, the timing of it all, just weird. And then I said, well, how was it man-made? And then Gordon Chang locks it in, and I got on Jersey Joe Piscopo. JRZY Joe Piscopo at Twitter. If you get a chance to join Twitter and join our little Twitter army, you know. And it said that this was manufactured in a virology lab in Wuhan, not in the wet market. And even now, I still see stories. It came from a wet market. No, they do not sell bats at that wet market. That was developed in that virology lab. This is a man-made virus. They were trying to find out, I guess, you could only imagine why the communists were doing this. They were just trying to create a worse virus that could kill more people. They don't even have a vaccine for half the viruses that come out of China. And then they're going to create a worse virus? Now, why would they do that? Is anybody suspect of that? And yet, then it gets out. And then what Gordon Chang said on the air, on this show, it was just scary
that he said that intentionally Xi would allow this to go out. And I don't doubt that. I don't doubt Gordon Chang's word because he knows what he's talking about. And the fact that they closed the flights from Wuhan to Beijing, why would they do that, man? You know, and then they let 5 million people or so just go all around the world to spread around. And here we are. And here we are. That's why, and forgive me for being too intense, but I have to tell you, as the president has it in the palm of his hand to invoke the Defense Production Act right now, step in front of a press conference this afternoon, go, you know what? I'm thinking about this. And this really, really makes me upset the way this is breaking down. And what I'm going to do now, I'm going to invoke the war, this Defense Production Act, and we're going to make the drugs, if you're a pharmaceutical, and you're from America, if you're a pharmaceutical, you want to do business in America, you have to make all the antibiotics here, all the drugs here. We're taking it away from China, right? Number one. Number two, if you're a company and you want products sold in America, you have to make the products here, 75%. If you're an American company, we'll give you the tax break like you've never seen before. We need you back home. And then the Chinese are going to say, follow me on this, the Chinese, they're going to say, well, how could you do that to us, Mr. President? We want, and you know what the president does? You treat them the way they treat us. You don't lie, but you just be very benign. Oh, no, we'll take care of it. We'll be give one of those things. No. We're going to keep our deal the way it is. Don't worry about it. Oh, I got to say that for the press. You know, excuse me, BS them the way they lie to us. That you could take it back now, because what's going to happen, we're Americans. We beat everything. We survive everything. I've been watching those World War II documentaries. Forgive me, I'm old, you know, but my father fought in that war, and my jaw drops when I watch what happened in the Second World War in the 1930s, the way Japan attacked China, what Hitler did, and the Blitzkrieg throughout all of Europe. And fighting with the Russians and Stalin himself, how we got through that, I, in the name of God, will never know. But it makes me so proud that it's the Americans that turned the tide, not only in the European theater, we in the Pacific theater as well. We turned it, us, we, Americans. That's in our genes. That's in our DNA. There's a greatness about us. We are giving. We send our sons and daughters to war. And we're dealing with this. We're going to get through with this. But now is the time. And President Trump is the guy. He's the guy right now to take it back, to put everything America first. Bring it right back to the United States of America. Oh, I see the phone calls. I'm going to go in a second. Let me go to Debbie, and then we'll go to calls 877-970-2999. I'm fired up because you know what? We know what's going on. And we're ahead of the curve, and I'm so proud of it. You know, and thanks. I got to thank Frankie for always bringing the good guests to the airways, and thank Mr. Neil Cavuto, because that's how I met Gordon Chang. We know what we're talking about. Believe, you know, I know it seems like we don't, but we do. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads, right, Debbie? It's not an illusion. We know what we're doing.
Well, it's amazing what the guests bring to the show. They're fantastic. Yeah. You know, yeah, so much information. It really is wonderful.
I steal some of them from over at Fox, of course, and we're always grateful to Fox. And then Frankie mm-hmm. Five Burrows will come up with a guest. And I go, Frank, where'd you find this guy? Like Stephen Greer, mm-hmm. man. That guy was ahead mm-hmm. of it. Frank goes, this is what I do. So mm-hmm. we're very, very blessed. Hey, Debbie, we're blessed to have you as well on the roads looking out for us traffic-wise on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning to you, Joe. Thank you so much. Good morning to our essential workers out here on the roads. Deacon southbound slowing down, getting down toward the Cross Bronx. That's that long-term construction project over there to watch out for. We still have the slowdown on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. It's a little bit busy on the FDR Drive south, getting down through the 60s. The earlier accident on the northbound FDR Drive up in the 100s, that has been cleared. LIE westbound slowing down right through Woodhaven Boulevard, then at the speed limit out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended, metered rules in effect. Some volume on Paramus Road already, getting up toward Bergen Community College. That's the coronavirus testing site over there, and we are seeing volume on Paramus Road already. Hicksville Road, as you get into Brenner Ave, getting into Bethpage, a down pole and down wires. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
We're all in uncharted territory, looking for ways to support our communities. At Dell Technologies, we're making sure small businesses have the right tech solutions. Dell Technologies advisors are here for you, from helping small businesses stay connected and productive while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams, to rapidly deploying remote work solutions that limit upfront costs with Dell Financial Services. We're standing by you every step of the way. call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Despite epidemic, many with cancer wish a fresh second opinion with Dr. Lederman. First in America with body radio surgery, private cancer treatment boutique at 38th and Broadway. Untreated cancer grows. With Dr. Lederman's radio surgery, most treated cancer never returns. Dr. Lederman's open for treatment of new and recurrent cancer, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted. Dr. Lederman's open for your cancer treatment. Don't let cancer grow. Dr. Lederman's open. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES for your appointment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Despite epidemic, people with cancer wish Dr. Lederman's experienced cancer care to hit their cancer. For free booklet DVD, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Don't let cancer grow. Private cancer boutique, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A flood watch is in effect for the New Jersey and Hudson Valley suburbs west of the Hudson River from 8 this evening until noon tomorrow. Cloudy and increasingly windy today with intermittent rain. Those winds can gust to 40 miles per hour at times this afternoon, or high today 61. Rather windy tonight with rain heavy at times along with a thunderstorm. Watch for flooding, especially on streets and in poor drainage areas, with significant rises on creeks and streams. The low tonight, 56. Tomorrow, plenty of clouds and mild with a few lingering showers in the area, high 67. Saturday, sunshine mixing with clouds, breezy and pleasant with a high temperature approaching 70. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, thank you, Joel Nunberg. Joe Piscopo on the radio had a great chat with Phil Guarini yesterday from Empire State Bank. I just want to call, say thanks. You know, everybody's so kind. They advertise on the show, you know, and every time I tell you something like Empire State Bank, or I tell you about Balance of Nature, you know, or I tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn or Route 22 Toyota, these are friends. This is not like a commercial. So when I tell you about Empire State Bank, this is the bank that steps up for you. It's a hometown bank. And anything you need to know about what kind of loan you got to get, if you can go to the government, You got to go to Empire State Bank about everything. Also, from business, personal checking and savings to online banking, by the way, mobile banking, Empire covers it all right in your community. That's what I love about it. And if you need business guidance, Empire State Bank has knowledgeable, friendly business relationship managers who will be able to connect with you electronically during this time of social distancing, you know, keeping you safe. So you can get in touch with them. You go to esbna.com. But I talked to Phil. I said, how you doing, man? I said, appreciate you being with us, just checking in. And Phil was great. He goes, Joe, we are working so hard 24/7. They are an essential service, probably one of our most important, aside from the, you know, the healthcare heroes, is a bank, because they're there. They've handled so many loans at Empire State Bank. You may want to switch everything over to Empire State Bank. You know why? You get the personal touch that you need that you're not going to get at those big banks. It's Empire State Bank. And we thank Phil and Tom and Jeannie and Esmeralda and the great team at Empire State Bank for being with us on the program. Proud to have them here. It's a great group. You want to check out esbna.com, all right? And then when we're back and we're up and we're running, they got offices in Staten Island. They got branches in Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit esbna.com. It's esbna.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I got to go to Professor Finch. Charlie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning, sir?
So, Joe, is today a record for number of guests on the show? I think it is.
I guess so. Frankie's working overtime, Charlie. Yeah.
Frankie, five bookings, extra pay for all around. So the answer, Joe, just as we had these assembly lines quickly ramped up in World War II to retooling America, in my view, is robotics. Small free fab factories, which already exist all over the world, and maybe even here, especially in the South, which enforce social distancing by using robots And then you have all these millennials taking basket weaving in college, getting real new trade education jobs, as Mike Porcelli of the Auto Lab will tell you.
There it is.
Coming back live this Saturday on AM 970, 7
All
tonight.
Right, little plug right there.
Right?
Okay.
Absolutely. And you have robots. You make the pharmaceuticals. No
I
more China. Good stuff. And let's remember Paul Manafort. Onward and forward.
Yeah, it's a good idea, though. Yeah, Paul Manafort as well. Thank you, Charlie. You're absolutely right. Robotics do, you know, takes over jobs, but it's perfect for social distancing. Arthur Idala, the one, the only. He's coming up right at the top of the hour. Teresa Payton, a former White House chief information officer, is going to join us. Bill Donahue, Dr. Gil Lederman on the show. Piscopo on the radio. We ain't going nowhere. Coming right
News,
now.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
51 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Hoboken is dealing with a new water main break. The break comes just a day after a water main break in Jersey City, which prompted a boil water advisory. The new break reported at 11th and Madison Streets was flooding local roads. Authorities say residents might experience a decrease in water pressure. Governor Cuomo being sued for not providing an in-screen sign language interpreter during his daily televised coronavirus briefings. Four deaf New Yorkers and the non-for-profit Disability Rights New York filed the lawsuit in Manhattan federal court. The rights group says they received a number of complaints as far back as March 1st, adding they sent the governor a letter later that month. Cuomo says they do provide real-time sign language interpretation on the state's website, as well as closed captioning services. The weekly look at first-time unemployment claims comes out at 8:30 this morning. Analysts expect nearly 3.7 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. If that's the case, it would bring the total to right around 30 million new claims over the past 6 weeks. And Starbucks wants to get into its stores open again. The Seattle-based coffee giant says it plans to reopen American locations in the coming week. The company would like roughly 90% of those stores open by June. Right now, only Starbucks that have drive-through capabilities are open. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.